Hi, I'm Kenny. I'm a music manager and I'm going to try and make my artist as big as they can be, and I'm going to document my journey. The music industry in 2022 is more competitive than ever, with 60,000 tracks being added per day to the digital world and people able to make world-class music right in their bedroom. Given these facts, it is a battleground for attention. My goal is to break the artist that I'm working with against all of the odds, and you're welcome to come on that journey with me. I've been in the music industry for a little bit, but I'm forever a student. From all the behind the scenes, to the plans that I make, to the discussions that I have, I want to document the whole lot and bring you with me. I have no idea what will happen next, but let's talk about what's happened so far. So this is where we are right now. I have set up a management brand called Soft Serve Artists with a good friend of mine called Ella Preda. Both of our energies and our efforts contribute towards Soft Serve, but we made Soft Serve as a way of having one place to contact both of us as well as our artists. We look after two artists, one of which is Ebby Soda and the other one is Rives. These two artists are very, very different. Ebby Soda are post-punk, anti-traditional jazz for those who want something more adventurous, and Rives are a dream pop duo that tell their story of heartbreak. Rives are currently working on their debut EP and they are on their fifth track of seven, titled Easier. They have only played a handful of live shows so far and are completely independent, but we know they have enormous potential and we're going to do whatever it takes to help them out. Ebby Soda have a record deal with True Thoughts and they have a more established team around them. They have three albums and they can make killer music at record speed. The aim of the game is to make these artists as big as possible. So here's what I got up to this week. Saturday and Sunday I went over my inbox, all things Soft Serve related, just to see how my week's going to look. Last Saturday, Rives had their first ever BBC Radio Gloucestershire play through BBC Introducing, and their monthly followers have picked up since then too. Rives also have a very good, consistent use of their social media, which I couldn't recommend more. For Rives' latest single campaign, for Easier, we know that this track is about heartbreak and is talking about the story that it's easier to leave someone than it is to stay. One opportunity that we can see out of that is a really good placement on the TV show. A lot of Rives' EP is actually about breakups, and that happens quite a lot on TV. It would be great exposure for a breakup scene on TV to be played alongside that track. Putting music into a TV scene is a really good way of adding context to a track. And one really good example of that is Kate Bush's placement inside of Stranger Things. So we are trying something similar to get Rives in front of more people in context. With this in mind, I speak to Chris quite a bit and I just occasionally bother him. When pitching to a TV show, they need all sorts of information. So I spent Sunday and Monday building a nice little folder structure with everything that I think that they need. On Tuesday evening, we had some really good news. One of the TV shows actually got back to us. We have no idea what could happen from here, but we want to make sure that everything's all in the right place so we can act as quick as they can. I will keep this up to date with how that goes, and it's always a real long shot to have an emerging artist appear on something as prolific as a TV show, but as long as you have the right means of approaching the TV show with music that works for that TV show in particular, you can't really go wrong. It's always worth a shot. On Thursday, I caught up with Ebby Soda, Ella Preda from Soft Serve, as well as all of the Ebby boys to talk about all of the things that we've got going on as we're spinning many plates. We all left with a list of things to do, such as making certain connections, tying up loose ends, and moving ventures forward that we've individually planned. Because Ebby have a slightly bigger team, such as a record label and a live agent, it's really important for us as management to make sure that Ebby maintain creative control over how they communicate to their audience. I have a whole load of stories about all the stuff that I've done with Ebby Soda, but I'll include them more in later videos. I'm always on the lookout for great ideas, and I want to share what I'm up to and all the behind the scenes in this creative documentary. And if you're interested in that, feel free to subscribe. I'm going to finish this video with a BBC introduction clip from Rives, because it's a really special moment for both me and the artist, considering how much that we've worked towards trying to get this artist on mainstream formats. Thanks for watching, and if you have any ideas or comments, feel free to chuck them in the comments. And in the meantime, I will see you soon.
Hey James, so next up for our earworm this evening, well, I've picked out a band who are a duo. They're based in Cheltenham in Gloucestershire. They're called Chris and Ryan, and they have been friends for a long, long time. Recently, they've joined up forces over the past couple of years and have started making music together, which has been going really well, and they're back with some brand new music. One thing I always love about this duo is they're very real. They write music, things that have been happening in their lives, very personal experiences, which I think really comes across in the lyric and the music, and you can really feel it through the singer Chris. And it's a beautiful song. This is brand new. It only came out this month, and this is the kind of song that you can really belt out if you need to. If you're feeling that emotion and you just want to have a bit of a cry or have a bit of a sing, then this is a good one for you. It's about being stuck in a one-sided relationship that's going a bit downhill, and sometimes the best thing to do in those kinds of situations is just to walk away. So this is the fifth installment of a 7-track EP being released in the coming months. So much more to come from this duo. This is Rives with Easier.
I heard things get easier. This home